For whatsoever is born of God overcometh the world, and this is the victory that overcometh the world, even our faith. Good morning and Happy New Year. I'd like to welcome you to the Voice of Victory broadcast. The new year is often seen as a time for a fresh start. While many people will make resolutions for personal improvements, it is estimated that only 8% will have success at maintaining these resolutions. As Christians, it is our duty to represent ourselves as a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable unto God. How is your walk with Christ? Will you determine today in 2017 to make a difference for Christ? This morning, Pastor Holland will look to 1 Corinthians chapter 15 as he begins a two-part series entitled, You Can Do This.
First Sunday of the year, time to worship God. I've entitled the message today, You Can Do This. If you have your Bibles, 1 Corinthians 15:58, we'll be looking at that in just a moment. But I want to draw up for you a scenario today, which many of us, I believe, would be very familiar with. There's a lot of things I don't remember, but I do remember as a child there was times that my daddy would give me a task. When he gave it to me, it would seem overwhelming. In fact, I was not even sure if I would be able to do it, but by the encouragement and the instruction of my parents helping me and oftentimes telling me, you can do this. And sometimes I'd get frustrated, and you see your children sometimes get frustrated, and we're always there to let them know that no matter what, they can do it. And so again, as we think about that, I think about the joy of when you finally do it. Oftentimes with children, when they're learning, even we've learned that with our grandbaby, and learning that she does things, and when she does things that we are trying to get her to do, we clap for her. And basically what we're saying is, you can do this. And today, we think about that in our life. Now, the reason we could do that is for two simple reasons. First of all, because our parents gave us a task to do. You'll never succeed at anything if you don't have a task to do or a goal in mind. Somebody said, if you don't set goals, you'll never hit them. And truly today, our parents would assign us a task in the first place. The second thing we noticed is our success was based upon how well we were instructed, and not only how well we were instructed, but how well we listened. And because we were instructed and because we received help, truly we found out that we really could do this. But as we move through life, oftentimes there are situations occur that seemingly just baffle us. We're overwhelmed by it, and we really wonder, well, I'm not sure if I can do this. Oftentimes we fail. But you see, failure is what leads to success, for if you never fail, then you'll never know what success is. And so many times we're baffled by the things that occur, and we often say, I can't do this. I just can't do this. But I want to submit to you this morning, you can do this, and I pray that you'll let God speak to your heart today as we begin to apply it in the spiritual sense of the word, in understanding what the Lord would have us to do. When I apply the truth that is given into us in the Word of God, the Bible said in 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 58, He said, Therefore, my beloved brethren, be ye steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord, for as much as you know that your labor is not in vain in the Lord. I'm not so much worried about the little menial tasks that we did as a child as I am today about this matter of serving the Lord and being a child of God and being faithful to Him. You know, today as we think about that, we understand that sometimes it's very difficult. Oftentimes I have people, when I'm trying to witness to them, they say, Preacher, I'm going to get saved one day, I believe, but I've got to wait till I can do it, until I'm able to get everything together, get everything done, and then I'm going to do it. I submit to you today that if you wait on that, you'll probably never get saved, because the truth of it is today, none of us will ever be able to do anything apart from the power and the help of God. Yet we see time and time again, people have tried to serve the Lord. I know people today that have served the Lord in the past that are not serving the Lord today. I know people today that are serving the Lord today that somewhere along the line they had quit serving the Lord, but they came back to the place of understanding what they needed to do. We find that oftentimes as they work for Him, time and time again, they fail. Many of you maybe this year got discouraged with your Bible reading. You began setting out in January. You may remember back when, in the 1st of January last year, you got your Bible reading schedule and you was going to read the Bible through. But no matter how hard you tried, it seemed like, and by the way, it was, the devil would do everything he could to trip you up and keep you from that time with God. You got one day behind and you tried to catch up and you did. But then it got to be 2 and 3 days behind. And finally one day you realized you was a whole month behind and you said, what's the use? But friend, I submit to you today with a little bit of encouragement and a little bit of help, there is success on the other side. So the message today, as we enter into 2016, as we think about the matter of serving the Lord, I want you to know today, no matter who you are, no matter how old you are, no matter what you're doing, you can do this. And I'm talking about serving the Lord and being faithful to Him. But as we walk through the Scripture, I want to look at what Paul has to say to the Christians centuries ago in the message, and basically what he was doing was telling them that they could do this. Now, the church at Corinth was a problem church. I've often said, and I'm not criticizing in any way, please don't misunderstand me, but a lot of times I go down the road and I see Corinth Baptist Church. And again, I've gone to some good Corinth Baptist churches, okay, but they was a church that had problems serving the Lord. They had been involved in immorality, they had been involved in fornication, they had been involved in all kind of things, in false doctrine. Man, it seems like everything that they did, they just seemed to fail at. But yet, they were children of God. God loved them. And Paul was saying to them, you can do this. And when he comes to the final verse in the chapter, we see what he tells them. He said, therefore, my beloved brethren, be ye steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord, for you know that your labor is not in vain in the Lord. And so the first thing we notice today as we think about it is the reasons for faithful service. Friend, today you can choose in your life to do whatever you want to do. You can choose whether you're going to serve God or whether you're not going to serve God. You can choose whether to be faithful or not to be faithful. You can choose to read your Bible or not read your Bible. But I want to give you some reasons this morning why I believe that you ought to be faithful in your service to God. Paul opened the verse in verse number 58 with a very simple word. It's a word that says, therefore. Now, we're going to look back in the whole chapter. Again, we're not going to read it all, but I'll give you some illustrations. As we look back, Paul was saying, because of all the things I've just said, here's the reason that you ought to be steadfast. Here's the reason you ought to be unmovable. Here's the reason why you ought to always be abounding in the work of the Lord. The word therefore, I like it. I can remember it. It said, when you see the word therefore, look and see what it's there for. And if we look and see, we'll understand what he was saying. As we go back to verse 1 of this chapter, all through the chapter, Paul has been encouraging the people of God to believe in something bigger than themselves. Friend, I want you to know today, the reason I can do all things is because it's through Christ. The reason I can do all things through Christ, because He's the one that strengthens me and He's the one that helps me. Friend, I couldn't make it a day if it was not the fact of something bigger than I, and I serve a God that is way bigger than I, and because of Him, I can do all things through Christ, which strengtheneth me. Now, the chapter contains a great deal of deep doctrinal truth that we're going to look at. And if you'll allow me, as we move through it, I want to show you some things that ought to encourage us to render ourselves faithful to God. We don't need to serve God on a haphazard way. Just come to church when we want to come to church and stay out when we want to stay out. Read our Bible when we want to read our Bible and just don't read it when we don't want to read our Bible. God's looking for people that will set an example to the people to whom they're ministering to in order that they might see the faithfulness of God in their lives. And this morning, I hope to convince you of some reasons why you ought to be faithful to God. The first thing I want you to notice is we have a precious salvation. Look, if you would, down, or actually in verses 1 through 19, we're not going to read these, I've already said, but in verses 1 through 19, we find that he begins by talking about the gospel of Jesus Christ. Now, Paul lays out the basis of salvation. Friend, today, the most important decision anybody will make in this building or any other building is the basis of knowing that they're saved and born again by the Spirit of God. I enjoy life life. I enjoy living. I'm not looking to die, but I'm telling you, when I do die, I'm going to have what God has prepared for me, and I'm going to have because I have trusted in the salvation that God has given to me. Our faith is not a myth. We've just gone through Christmas, and there's a lot of myths about Christmas, but friend, Jesus coming as a babe in a manger is no myth. It's the truth that Jesus came as a babe in order that He might die, in order that He might give us eternal salvation, and we can be saved by the grace of God. I'm so thankful today. It didn't cost me nothing to get saved. Man, I didn't have to write a check. I tell you, I write a check because I want to help the work of God. I don't have to, though. That's not what got me saved. I got saved because Jesus Christ, the Son of God, died on the cross for my sin. And basically, He saved me and I have eternal life. Somebody said, well, you know, you only live once. We'll have a good time. We'll enjoy ourselves. We'll really whoop it up and have a great time. Well, I tell you what, I want to have a great time when I get to heaven. And I believe the only way to have a great time when we get to heaven is to be faithful to God down here, because I'd hate to stand before Him one day and see Him ashamed of the way we did and the things we did and how we walked away from Him. I believe today we ought to be faithful because we have a precious salvation. Aren't you glad this morning you're saved? Aren't you glad to know you're on your way to heaven, that if you died, no matter what takes place, we're going to heaven to be with the Lord Jesus Christ because He provided salvation for you and I. I'm surely concerned about the world in which we live. The terrorists are on every hand. There's things going around everywhere, and we see all kind of things. But I tell you, just the fact that I've been saved is enough incentive for me to serve the Lord Jesus Christ with all my heart and all my soul and all my might. Second of all, we have a powerful Savior, don't we? A Savior that is not only to take upon Himself the form of a man and come as a babe in a manger and die to provide us a precious salvation, but He's powerful enough that even He could die for us and be raised again from the dead, and even today is seated at the right hand of the Father making intercession for you and I. I'm grateful for the resurrection. If Jesus would have died, and if they'd have buried Him, that would have been the end of the story. There wouldn't be anything else to say. There wouldn't be anything else to do. But I'm glad that on the third day the stone was rolled away, and Jesus came forth from the grave. The power of our Savior is not only to lay down His life for our sin, but to raise it up again in order that He might minister to us and give us the things we need in our lives. If you remember what the Apostle Paul said in verse number 21, he said, "For since my man came to death, my man also came the resurrection of the dead." You know what Paul was talking about? He said, "I die daily." In other words, when I get up in the morning, listen, if you're going to do this, and you can do this, you're going to have to die daily to self. You're going to have to quit giving in to self. You're going to have to quit looking after self. And I'm not saying we ought not take care of ourselves, but I'm saying today what we ought to do is die to self and give God the reign, because He's a powerful Savior that has the ability to meet our needs. We have been resurrected. The Bible said when we got saved in 2 Corinthians 5:17, behold, we are new creatures in Christ. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new. Aren't you glad today that Jesus Christ has given us a new life? But I want you to know, because Jesus rose from the dead, we have hope. But we have a peaceful sureness. I want you to know today that we're born of the image of the earthy, as we shall bear the image of the heavenly someday, according to verse 49. The awareness of the burdens and the struggles and the trials and the disappointments and the heartaches and the tears and the death and the problems that we'll encounter seem like they're going to overcome us. But I tell you, when you pass from death unto life, there ought to be a peace that passes all understanding.
Have you accepted Christ as your Savior and found this peace that passeth all understanding? Today, the first day of 2017, can be the day that changes your eternity. Christian, perhaps today is the day that you resolve to be a witness and lead others to Him. Will you allow God to make this new year the best year yet? Will you choose victory today?
This is Gary Holland, and today's message came to you from the pulpit of Victory Baptist Church, where I serve as pastor. If God has touched your life through the Voice of Victory broadcast, please let us know by contacting us at victorybaptistchurch.us, where all regular services are webcast live. Written correspondence can be addressed to Victory Baptist Church at 938 North Pine Tree Boulevard, Thomasville, Georgia, 31792. We would like to invite you to our services this morning at Victory Baptist Church, or you can join us on the internet. Thanks for listening, and join us again next week at this same time.